It was a long journey to freedom, one filled with many a sacrifice by our ancestors, some with their very lives. All this in the fight for freedom. Freedom now enjoyed by all Jamaicans.
Emancipate yourselves.
Since the first Emancipation Day celebration, August 1, 1838, Jamaicans have celebrated not just our liberty, but our ancestors and the price they paid for our freedom. In today's edition of The Arts Page, we'll highlight the Jamaican National Heritage Trust, JNHT, 18th Annual Emancipation Jubilee celebrations. Emancipation Day is one of Jamaica's biggest cultural celebration of the nation's history and its journey into the future. Activities to mark emancipation begin on the evening of July 31 and end on Emancipation Day, August 1. For close to 20 years, the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, JNHT, has been staging its annual Emancipation Jubilee celebrations, and this year is no different. This year will mark the 18th staging of the all-night vigil from Thursday, July 31 to August 1 at the historic Seville Heritage Park in St. Anne.
And we are putting on the usual wonderful exhibition and performances of all our deep historical cultural experience.
Chairman of the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Ainsley Henriquez. This year, the event is being held under the theme, This is Jamaica, My Jamaica. This is also the theme for Jamaica Festival 2014.
Jamaica!
Mr. Henriquez says this year's celebration will immerse persons in Jamaica's African heritage, their lives through song, dance, drama, food, and drumming.
More than just a music event, mainly cultural, and of course it's a vigil. And the function starts at 8 o'clock and goes right through to dawn.
The reverberations of African drumming, the ritualistic chants of a kumina session, and the rich smell of freshly brewed Jamaican chocolate tea will greet persons as they enter the Seville Heritage Park.
So it's all part of a whole process of an exciting set of events and experiences, which, as I said again, should not be missed. The whole concept of emancipation is so important because it's not just one event that took place in 1838. Emancipation is a whole process, and this is a renewal of that process.
And as the clock strikes 12.
Well, as at midnight, reading the Emancipation Declaration of 1838.
Be sure to come out in your number as we celebrate Jamaica's 176th year of full freedom at the Seville Heritage Park in St. Anne.
We've had as many as 10 to 12,000 people there. It's a very wonderful experience. This is something not to be missed.
Chairman of the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Ainsley Henriquez. For more information on the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, JNHT 18th Annual Emancipation Jubilee celebrations, call 972-2191 or 922-1287-8. And that's it for The Arts Page. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to make your company more prosperous. Reduce inventory. Reducing inventory and work in progress will reduce waste and free working capital. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Productivity. The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.